Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 20th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And it would take a couple of weeks to complete the production of that weapon.
Trump to decide on whether to strike Iran within next fortnight and important meeting of North-South ministerial body today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US president says he'll make a decision on whether or not to attack Iran within 2 weeks. Israel and Iran are exchanging rocket fire over Tehran's nuclear capabilities, which it insists are peaceful. Donald Trump thinks there's a substantial chance of negotiations. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has given the US view.
Iran has all that it needs to achieve a nuclear weapon. All they need is a decision from the Supreme Leader to do that. And it would take a couple of weeks to complete the production of that weapon, which would, of course, pose an existential threat, not just to Israel, but to the United States and to the entire world.
The Taoiseach will attend the North-South ministerial meeting in Armagh this morning, where the impact of international trade tariffs will be discussed. It'll be the first time Cabinet meets collectively with the Northern Ireland executive since the formation of the government. It's expected international trade shocks will be high on the agenda. There's been a significant increase in the number of first-time property buyers and the values of mortgages in the last 5 years. That's according to a new report from the BPFI, which claims the increase in property prices and mortgages has risen by 22% between 2019 and 2024. Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, says there's significant house price inflation.
The average first-time buyer mortgage has increased about €80,000 over the past 5 years or so. And of course, that's leading to significant house price inflation, but it's also leading to affordability challenges for people. The only way we can wrestle that is through an additional supply. The Irish banking sector is a critical part of the capital intermediary structure and critical in trying to obtain new houses to the market.
There have been more than 4,000 visits to Ireland's first medically supervised injection centre since it opened 6 months ago. 677 people have used the facility in Dublin's south inner city since the 18-month pilot began last December. Eddie Mullins, CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland, which operates the centre, says staff have treated 59 overdoses, with the majority not needing hospital.
So they're non-fatal overdoses. We can't say with certainty that 59 people would have passed away. But there's a significant risk when a person goes into overdose that they will pass away. So there's no question about it. Lives have been saved. How many, we can't say. We can't predict who would have died. But we're in no doubt that lives have been saved as a result of that.
An American businessman, Edward Walsh, has been sworn in as the new US ambassador to Ireland. The ceremony took place at the White House last night in the Oval Office with President Trump. He will move into his residence in Dublin's Phoenix Park soon. Air India has confirmed it's suspending some of its long-haul flights from Saturday. It follows a fatal crash involving a Boeing Dreamliner flight from India to Gatwick. The company said it's because of enhanced pre-flight safety checks and to accommodate longer flight times due to airspace closures in the Middle East. In business news, Cork Airport has been crowned Best Regional Airport. ACI Europe has given it the Best Airport in Europe award for serving those under 5 million passengers. Temperatures could hit highs of 29 degrees today. The top temperature yesterday was in Roscommon at 27 degrees. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel has the outlook for the country today.
Well, temperatures today are expected to rise quite rapidly across the country as we see plenty of warm summer sunshine. Temperatures overall are expected to get up to between about 25 to 27 degrees Celsius. However, one or two favoured locations will make it to 28, maybe even 29 degrees Celsius. This most likely across the northern half of the country and a little bit away from the coastal areas here.
Well, people are being urged to stay safe while swimming over the weekend. The public are being advised to stay between red and yellow flags on beaches and be aware of what to do if they get into difficulty. Linda Jean Byrne, ORNLI Regional Water Safety Lead, is urging people to swim where there's a lifeguard on duty.
Try to go to a lifeguarded beach. If there's a lifeguarded beach near you, go to a lifeguarded beach. They know that the beach is safe and they're there to protect you. But if you do find yourself in a situation where you're in difficulty, do float to live, and that will help you. If you head back, ears submerged, relax and try to breathe normally, try and stay afloat, and that will keep you safe until someone tries to go get help for you.
In entertainment news, around 60,000 people will descend on the Phoenix Park this evening for the first of three Zach Bryan concerts. Fans are being asked to plan ahead and use public transport. Significant traffic diversions are in place. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
Country star Zach Bryan, who's known for songs like Something in the Orange and I Remember Everything, is expected to draw in around 180,000 fans across the weekend. The advice for those attending is to plan ahead. Check what route your ticket allows for and download it in advance. Significant traffic management will be in place and Chief Superintendent Michael McNulty says leave the car at home and take public transport.
Chesterfield Avenue inbound will be closed from 4 p.m. on each concert day. Outbound it will stay open to allow for city traffic to dissipate out into the suburbs. And the Blackhorse Avenue will be closed from 4 p.m. on each day and Castle Lock Road will be closed from 4 p.m. on each day.
It's a 45-minute walk from the venue gates to the stage, so the advice for making promotion, Sue Carson, is to pack light.
You can bring in a see-through reusable bottle, providing it's not metal, under 750ml, and then just bring your rain back. Very, very small items. You don't want to have to bring your full hiking bag because we're only permitting bags in the venue of A4 size or lower.
Gates for the venue will open at 5 o'clock this evening with the support starting an hour later. The Oklahoma singer is expected on stage around 8 o'clock.
And in sport, in soccer, there's another busy night in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Leader Shamrock Rovers host Cork City. Second place Bohemians go away to Waterford. At Tolka Park, Shelburne entertain Derry City. And elsewhere, Drogheda United host Sligo Rovers and St Pat's go to Galway United. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.